Somebody said, well, I know someone who believed every good thing in that Bible, but everything wrong happened to him. Hey, you only knew what he said in your presence. You didn't know what he said before God when he was alone. And you didn't know what was in his heart. Come on. There are lots of positive thinking people who are thinking positively according to Norman Vincent Peale rather than according to the Bible. They're reading books by men that the world has said were successful, and they are not studying the Bible. The Bible gives life. Man can only give you his own philosophy, and it will not work. How we respect men who have acquired a lot of money and gotten a lot of fame and forget what really matters. True life is not in things. Are you hearing me? True life is not in things, and it's not in being famous. The world may applaud you when you do what they like, but you do something they do not approve of, they'll hate you for it. Look at Jesus. He never sought to please men, but he's still the greatest man that ever came to this planet. Does Jesus inspire you? Build your life on Jesus and his living word. Don't build your life on some philosopher. Wisdom doesn't come from age and experience. Wisdom comes from the anointing, Spirit of God. And in that realm, there's no guesswork. Success has no country. The government of any nation should not dictate your prosperity, your joy, your happiness, and your success. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Anything is possible. The disciples of Jesus found out they couldn't do something they wanted to do. They tried everything they knew. They said what they heard Jesus say. They did what they saw him do, and yet it didn't work. So they came to Jesus in the 19th verse of the 17th chapter of Matthew's gospel. The Bible says, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? In other words, why couldn't we do it? Why didn't it work? We said what you said. We did what you did. Why didn't it work? It's the same story today. Lots of people are asking questions. Well, you know, we prayed about it, but the man still died. We prayed about it and we still lost that job. We prayed and we lost the baby. We prayed. We prayed. We lost the money. We prayed and that still happened. Why? So I said, well, I can't understand it. I did everything I know. Why don't you for a moment just discipline your mind and remember, there's probably something you don't know. So they came to Jesus. Because when Jesus fixed it, they realized that what Jesus said, they had said. What Jesus did, they had done. So they said, Master, why couldn't we cast him out? Why couldn't we do it? And the 20th verse, Jesus, without means and words, gave them the right answer. He just hit the nail right on the head. Verse 20, Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. When it comes to dealing with God, nothing is too late. You have to make up your mind about it. Nothing is too late when it comes to dealing with God. Somebody said, well, you know, our uncle, we were praying for him not to die, and then he died. I can understand it. I prayed and I had a prophecy and God said he will not die. But then the man died. I really feel bad about it. All right, remember Jesus. What about him? They came to Jesus in the 11th chapters in John's gospel. They said, Master, he whom thou lovest is sick, Lazarus by name. And Jesus said, all right, I'll be there. Well, Jesus waited too long and the man died. And Jesus said, this sickness, he told him, he said, don't worry, I'll be right there. This sickness is not unto death. God will be glorified. In other words, the man will not die. And they were happy. And they went back home. They said, he ain't gonna die. But they were watching him and he was going slowly. Mary and Martha were there. They said, no, he will not die. We got to Jesus. He said, he will not die. And Jesus said, he's coming. Well, the guy was getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And then he died. And the two ladies felt terrible. Oh no, it's impossible. Where is Jesus? And he hadn't come. Oh no, no. But Jesus said, he will not die. He said, this sickness was not unto death. But, oh God, why? Why? Can you imagine what the situation would have been in that home that day with Mary and Martha, who had known Jesus so well. And Jesus said to them, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. They must have become confused. How could he have said that? He had never lied to anybody. Is he a false prophet? What is all this? There they were confused. Number one, he didn't show up. He said he was coming and he didn't come. Number two, he said, it's not unto death. And the man died. Well, they buried him. 4 days after the man was buried, here comes Jesus. He gets to the gate of the city and they tell Mary and the sister Martha, Jesus is here. Really? Master, if you had been here according to your word, my brother wouldn't have died. And remember, the Bible tells us both Mary and Martha said exactly the same thing when they got to Jesus. And they got the one before the other. Why? Because they had been talking about it. And Jesus said, yeah, your brother shall rise again. Yeah, I know that. Don't hand me that stuff. I know. On the last day at the resurrection, Moses talked about it. Every prophet has said it. Yeah, the last day. No, Jesus said, come on. I am the resurrection and the life. If a man would believe in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. In other words, when it comes to dealing with me, nothing is ever too late. Why? Because I am the resurrection and the life. He said, if you believe in me and die, you'd live again. He said, if you believe in me and you live, you always live. In other words, whether dead or living makes no difference. I am the resurrection and the life. Then he said, so where did you put him? He said, he's in the cave over there. He said, take me there. And Jesus went with them. When they got there, the crowd, they said, oh, how he loved him. Because Jesus looked, and then the Bible tells us he wept. Tears came out of his eyes. Then he turned aside and he said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, because you hear me always. I never cease to be inspired by Jesus. And on this particular occasion, he did something most remarkable. He stood outside that cave, the entrance of that cave, and called Lazarus like he would call any living person, and told him what to do like he would tell any living person. He said, Lazarus, come out, like he would tell someone inside a room to come out. He said nothing about death. He didn't say rise from the dead. He didn't rebuke death. He just said, Lazarus, come out. And the guy that was dead came out hopping, bound in grave clothes. And then he said to others, loose him and let him go. And that was all. And Jesus walked away. You read it and you think about it. But yes, Jesus doesn't go into the cave. He stands right outside that cave and he calls the man out. You've got to come to that point in your life where you believe the words of Jesus. You're not a victim. You're a victor. You know, like some people, they say, oh, she's been feeling stomach pain and the family is getting concerned. This stomach pain you've been complaining about, why don't you go for a test? Well, she's gone for a test and somebody said it was one thing and the other one said it's another thing. And they said, all right, but she's still complaining. No medication has worked. All right, let's take her abroad. So they take her to New York City and she gets there and they check her and they come up, oh, it's cancer. What happens? The whole family goes, oh. Why? To them, the sentence of death has been passed. Well, they fly her back and they try to give her the best treatment possible because she's going to die anyway. So they've already asked the doctor, how long does she have? Because cancer is a killer. So how long does she have? Well, 6 months at best. And sometimes they say, well, 2 years, depending on how far it's gone. So they say, well, maximum 6 months this time. So they bring her down and they get here. Well, you know she's got cancer. And everybody starts preparing for her death. Why? It's too late. Why didn't you tell us about this stomach pain from the beginning? If you had told us from the beginning, we probably would have been able to do something. Maybe we would have cut it out. What is all this? Why didn't you say something? Why is everybody complaining and getting angry? Because in their minds, it's too late. Nothing is ever too late. He says, I will restore your wasted years. He says, that which the cankerworm and the palmer worm have eaten, I will restore. He said to Abraham, you're going to have a son. Abraham said, at my age? God said, relax. You'd see it. He said, Sarah, you're going to have a son. She laughs. God said, why did you laugh? She said, I didn't laugh. God said, but you laughed. He said, you're going to see it. You will have a son. Yes, sir. 75 years old, me? You know what some people think? Well, I'm 43 now. Is it ever possible for me to have a child anymore? Menstruation is not even regular anymore. I say it once in 5 months now. They say menopause will set in at about this time. Listen, and listen hard. Mrs. Abraham, Sarah by name, didn't have no menstruation. It was completely gone. But the Bible says God is no respecter of persons. What he does for one, he will do for everyone under the same circumstances. In other words, if you believe in him, a child of God cannot be barren. Don't you understand? You will get pregnant the day you believe in him. You say, I believe. If you believe, then talk like you do. Somebody said, oh, I wish it was really like this. Oh, it sounds so good just to hear it. All right, tell Jesus he's lying, all right? You have absolute faith in God, that God does not lie. If you have faith in God, like Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 22, he said, have faith in God, all right? Then the margin says, have the faith of God. All right, good. So if you're going to have faith in God or have the faith of God, now God and his word are one. You ought to have faith in the word. Nothing is too late. You don't need so much faith to get it done. He says all you need is your little faith. And when you have that little faith, you can build it. How do you get the little faith? It comes by hearing the word of God. If you're born again, the Bible says you already have that measure of faith that God gives to every believer. Amen. You know, some people cry, oh God, have mercy upon me. Oh God, please, 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 no, please, please, please. Whatever I've done, please take this problem away from me. Take it away, take it away. And God ain't taking nothing out because he didn't put anything there. If ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall. Did God say, I shall? Come on, Jesus said that. Did Jesus say, I shall? Did he say, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, I shall say? No, he said, if ye have faith, ye shall say. Remove hands to yonder place. In other words, get out of here. And it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. I like it. Doesn't matter what you were born with. You can change anything. He didn't say you shall say unto this devil. Why? He's given something. He's telling you, now there's a mountain there. Now, this mountain represents anything that hinders, anything that's in your way. Can you see it? It could be a devil. It could be anything, a pain, a frustration, whatever it is. Just name it. You don't want it, tell it to leave. You shall say unto this mountain, remove hands to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Jesus said that and he proved it. You are the architect of your life. The life you're living today is the picture of what you planned and said yesterday. Somebody said, well, this was not my plan 5 years ago, but this was your talk 5 years ago. Your talk is your future. Your tongue is the director of your life. The tongue is like the captain of the ship. Where your tongue goes, you go. If your tongue is confusing, you are confusing. You'd be amazed. What you are now, is what you said a few years ago. In other words, what you said yesterday is what you are today. You are the picture of your life, what you said yesterday. Everything you need to become the you that God has brought you into this world to be is inside you. Your words make you, or your words break you. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue.